Good morning, it's Carly and Seamus, and for plane lovers, well, this is going to be basically porn for you.
Yeah, well, it's called plane spotters, Seamus.
Sorry, my bad.
And I consider myself to be one of them, and this is a huge day for us because it has finally been locked in. It's been changed a couple of different times, but we have one of the world's biggest cargo planes sitting at Cairns Airport. People have been wondering when this thing is going to take off. It's been here since September. And to finally lock it in and confirm it, we've gone right to the top. The Chief Operations Officer, Kate from Cairns Airport, joins us now. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're so well. Now, we want to know, why is the why has it been sitting there for so long?
I'm sure our beautiful Russian airline pilots and crew are enjoying the beautiful weather we're having in Cairns.
Is that really the reason?
Now, the next gig isn't until this month. So what they were doing is they're staging it here. They did a body of work in and around domestic Australia, and they've done their deliveries and they're due now to take off this weekend.
Okay, so this is very exciting. So what time is the Antonov due to take off?
So for those lovely early morning people, anticipate departure time at this stage is 5:30 on Sunday morning.
5:30. Well, I've got an idea. Let's just all stay up. I haven't been to bed by that stage anyway, Sunday morning.
True.
Now, because this is one of the largest planes in the world, are there only so many airports that can actually have a hangar the size big enough to fit it?
This aircraft, its wingspan alone is 73 metres.
Wow.
It actually is wider than it is long, so it's 69 metres in length. It has a big brother called the AN-225, so the Antonov 225, which is larger again and can carry something like 400 tanks. It's ridiculous. It's a crazy type aircraft. I don't know that we'd have many hangars even around Australia that would even hold this particular aircraft.
Wow.
It's the landing and it's the runway width that we've got to be concerned about with such a wide wingspan on an aircraft. You've really got to be careful with that and have the right taxi lanes, because these wings would actually hang over most of the runway edges, and that's where you get your damage from engines. If they're doing any power or anything, they'll just blow over whatever's behind them, you know.
Wow.
You got to really, yeah, the jet blast is amazing out of these. So yeah, it's a slow lift, so it comes down the runway and you think, oh my god, is it going to make it? And all of a sudden she's in the sky, and it's just phenomenal to watch.
Well, I got to watch it take off last time I was here, and it is phenomenal. And I know Seamus is rolling his eyes like, who cares about this? But I know from calling Cairns Airport and inquiring numerous times when the schedule was changed that they've said, yes, we've been getting these calls all day. So it seems like there's a lot of interest in it.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a special aircraft. It's unique. And there are a lot of plane spotters in Cairns, and absolutely, you know, how lucky are we? You can go up the yellow or the red arrow and sit and watch all these planes taking off. You couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, Kate, I certainly will be getting up early for that. I can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us.
Now, listen, as you know, over the last 2 months, it's changed a number of times. So if you get up at 5:00 on Sunday morning and it doesn't take off, don't ring me.